coming round the turn, and I wanted to swear he would fly.
Fourth Sports Bet Non-Chasers, episode 54.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't.
Studio 54.
54 times strong, mate.
It's about 54 degrees in here.
Oh, it is. I'm your host, Paddy Arshagan, joined by Andrew Gunner and no one else, as the norm is of the last couple of weeks.
I forgot.
What's going on? You told me they were coming today, and we so much so we delayed the program, and there is no Irish man in this room.
No, there's not. 10 seconds ago, I realised that I'd promised it and forgot to deliver.
Promise the world and deliver an atlas.
That's right.
Andrew Gunner.
Forgot to turn your tunes off again.
You know that's me. Hey, mate, Sydney Stacks on the show today.
Yep, stole that from me again. Well done. We do have Sydney Stacks on.
Plenty on it. Yeah, it's not the crispest gag, but, you know, if that's where this show's dropped to, then so be it. Mate, you went to the races last Saturday.
I did.
Well, fill us in.
It's good.
Did it go a little bit like mine did?
No.
Back at the Meadows?
No, drove out there well behaved. So just a couple of quiet ones that kept me under the limit.
Did you, were you there in your hoodie sort of sitting there? Anyone approach you?
We did bump into someone that we knew. Who? Big fan of the show. Big fan of dog food, actually.
Yeah. And who was that?
Off the leash's own George Ferugia. So,
shout out to George.
Yeah, George and I, we met before, and he remembered my face, unfortunately for him. And he said that his dog food's his favourite segment. Oh,
I like that. Well, Georgie, sadly today there's no dog food on the show. Gunnan, that's not all you told me. You said that you got star spotted out at the Meadows on Saturday. And I don't crawl into your shell now and pretend like you haven't.
What do you mean?
You told me. You messaged me on Saturday night. You said the big fan of the show has just popped up and said he loves me work. Anything's on the much better tipster, even if he does call me favourites Gunner.
What?
Don't try and...
Hey, I didn't say that to you.
Mate, it's okay to be spotted out there sometimes. You just got to embrace it.
I don't know by who or where you're going with this, but I have not spoken to you since then.
You are getting a twitchy bum. All right, let's move on then if you're not going to play ball there. Show me the money last week. Feral Frankie had the weight of the proverbial nation on his hind quarters. Came fourth.
Yep.
Brow, brow for me. Who'd you back?
Dinah Chanter. He also came fourth, I think. Feral third, fourth, somewhere around there. You backed him on the nose, bad luck.
Yeah, I did. Well, did you go each way?
No.
Should we reconcile the overall show me the money standings? Or?
Well, you can, but I guarantee that your figures won't be correct.
So I reckon I've slipped to about 300 down now, and you're not a gorilla ahead anymore. You've been in bad touch in that segment.
Yep.
So you're about 800 ahead, which is still pretty handy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I got one dog that's going to lift me out of the mare.
Do you?
Later on.
Very nice. Hey, mate, must mention before we get stuck into the nitty gritty of the program, the racer dog date draws nearer and nearer.
Have you actually done work on this? Because you know a lot more about this than I do. And mate, I feel uneasy that I haven't seen any of this.
Don't worry, mate. It's all in readiness.
You know there's two Sandown tracks. There's the Sandown where the dogs run and there's Sandown where the horses run. Have you booked the correct one?
I'm well aware of that. I've actually booked
not racing a V8 supercar.
No. The date is drawing closer. As we've always promised on the show around Melbourne Cup time, one of those weeks, probably the week leading into it, we're going to have the non-chasers outbound broadcast down at Sandown. On the Thursday,
okay,
in the morning of that day, will also culminate in our race the dog challenge. And to get your name in the ring, you need to just engage with us on social media, just a bit of back and forth. My man Joshy Strange even deep dove into my Instagram stories, found my guy. It was a challenge that we chatted about last week.
Strange by name and by nature,
and then
I feel.
Tweeted me. So, Gunner, that is how you get your name in the ring for Racer Dog. There's been, they're coming through now, so there's plenty. But
you might need to. There's a bloke here that would know Greg Stafford. Paddo, who works near you, yep. He knows Greg Stafford.
Former Richmond footballer.
And Sydney. Yep. He dealt with a stalker during his time down in Melbourne. You might have to get in touch with old staffs via Paddo and see how you deal with a situation such as this.
Nothing wrong with the great man getting involved on a social with exactly what we've asked him to do. So get around him, and just like that, he has put himself in the running to race a dog and win $2,000 at the end of the year. So
wonder what other little gems you might find in your social media
probably
pages.
Probably don't dive any further, Josh. You might get a little bit scarred.
Dive any further, you'll get the bends, I think.
Not good. Hey, mate, segments, you brought any to the table today?
Yeah, I've done a bit more work.
But I don't believe it.
Done a bit more work than I did last week, which wouldn't be difficult.
Wowee. Okay. What have you got, dude?
We can touch on.
So have you bought two segments?
Yeah, got two. Well, I'm contributing to your segment, which is cat dog.
Yes.
And I'm also
a little cat dog.
Yeah, cat dog. Yeah. And I'm going back to one of my segments that I introduced before I left. So,
ooh, very nice. Okay.
Different name though. Oh, we went to the people.
Calling our own shots here.
Yeah, we went to the people for a suggestion.
And you're rebadging your.
Yeah, I like their suggestions, but unfortunately, we don't always get what we want in this world. I'd like to be going home to Sofia Vergara later on tonight, but unfortunately, that's not possible. So the suggestions came in. We came, we saw, we conquered, and I decided to be really selfish and go with my own because I liked it better. So anyway, we'll rename the show later on. We'll get stuck into it then.
Without further ado, then, hit us with your segment, which you've renamed.
Oh, you want to do it now, right?
Why are you running hot?
All right, so you can put the music over the top as you do, but renaming. So this is the segment where you've got to name the parents based on the dog's name.
Yeah, who's your daddy?
Yeah, so fine. It was a good suggestion, but I like mine, and we're calling it California Dreamin'.
What is that?
Well, California Dreamin' was a song by a band called The Mamas and the Papas. So we're going with California Dreamin'.
All right, intricate, but I'm glad we chatted for a couple of minutes to get there.
Patrick Garshagan, are you ready to play California Dreamin'?
I suppose I am.
All right, nice little easy Dorothy Dix for you first up.
A little word association, I like this. It gets me mind ticking over.
Captain Jake.
Captain Morgans.
What, there's a dog called Captain Morgan.
Is it?
Yeah, they're actually racing against each other in that race, I think. That'd be perverse.
Captain Jake? Well, I'm going to call it Captain Cook.
Yeah, Cook was one that I came to. Yeah, any other captains come to mind?
Steve Smith.
Yeah, well, formerly. Yeah. I had Tim Payne down there.
Owen Morgan.
Yeah. It was interesting. He didn't line up for the Irish last week. No, a bit surprised.
That was peculiar.
What about Jack Viney? Didn't get a run?
No.
Nate Jones?
No, Nate is not on my radar at the moment.
What about on the Jake side of things? Anything come to mind?
Stringer,
yes. Doing the rounds at the moment.
Yeah, Jake Stringer.
What about the push-up king?
Push-up king. Well, okay, he's come to mind, but isn't this game asking me as to who
it
I
is?
Thought?
And then I give my suggestions because I don't think you've done a good enough job.
So the dad of this dog is called Captain Jake.
No. The dog's called Captain Jake, you peanut.
Okay. And I'm picking the names of its parents.
I'm sorry. There's a new host just walked in. What have you done with the old bloke that knew how this game worked? Righto, excellent. This is firing on all cylinders at the moment. Righto, moving on to number two because number one was such a success.
What about the parents? Huh? What about the mum?
Yeah, well, you could have had. Don't know.
I'll just go to dog number two.
You could have had Tim Payne out of Captain Cook. Anyway, or Tim Payne out of the push-up king. Right, you understand how the game works now, you idiots. All right, $50.
$50. I'm calling the dad. 50 cent.
Yes, I like it. But you got to say 50.
50 cent.
Yep. Yeah. Anything else? What about on the dam side?
What was the name of the dog again?
$50.
$50? I'm going to call it. Oh, I can't really call that.
Oh, no. Three songs? Is that what you were thinking of? How much longer have we got left on the airwaves, do you reckon?
I'm going to call it pineapple.
Pineapple, I like it. I didn't have that one. Jeez, I'll pay that. I actually like that better than what I...
Do
I, well, I'd, yeah. I'd Fitty Sen as well.
I'd probably be sacked if I was to say what I was about to say.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's all right.
No, at least that's so it's good.
There'll be 32 people out there who'll be thoroughly upset. Their favourite Greyhound podcast is not on the airways anymore.
No, I mean, who's going to complain if we don't... anyway. I had down 100 yen. My last bet to buy some food. And last minute quaddy, usually okay. $50 gets you in a last minute quaddy.
It does.
All right, dog number three of this slow dying segment. a dog called I'm Easy Boys.
I'm Easy Boys.
Yep.
Oh. I'm Easy Boys.
Could be a longer one. This one.
Yeah. I'm gonna call myself Fig Jam.
What? How does Fig Jam work into it?
Fig Jam. It's an acronym.
I know it's an acronym, but how does that work into I'm Easy Boys? All right, fair enough.
I'm good. Just ask me.
Okay. Anything else?
Nah.
All right. That's it.
And for the dam, can that be called When's the Segment End?
As soon as you want it to.
Yeah.
Righto. Well,
maybe. So, okay. The dog can be called When's the Segment End by Out of When You Wanted To. Thank you.
All right. Happy days. I just had it, where are we going for dinner? I'm Easy Boys.
Oh, okay.
What Uber Eats do you want? Yeah. I'm Easy Boys. Need another beer, Chief? I'm Easy Boys.
Smart. Well, it just sort of didn't really compute up in my brain. I sort of got a little bit sidetracked.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you today, even more so than usual. Righto, push on.
Righto.
Push on, Shaft Chin.
All right, Andrew. Let's talk some woofers.
All right.
Doggies, that's the remit of the show is to talk about some greyhounds from time to time, isn't it?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Just quickly, a little across my desk this week.
That didn't actually happen.
What did? We performed a justice refund on a certain greyhound. Now, this said greyhound was about to win a race in Ballarat on Monday.
Yep.
And decided that it got a sort of... a bit off kilter, maybe sort of its whole weight just went to its left and it just jackknifed into the dog on the inside and ended up running last.
Looked more cage fighter than greyhound.
It was frustrating for anyone that punted. So thanks to Sportsbet,
got your money back.
Returned.
Yep,
justice,
absolutely.
Justice. Hey, have you checked out the Saturday justice for the thoroughbreds?
No, what's that?
You don't know. You really have been living under a rock, haven't you?
Mate, there's only so many hats I can wear, and that one just doesn't fit. There's plenty of capable people to look after
I'll give it a little plug. Saturdays, 4:30 onwards, we send out a tweet asking if your horse has had a stinker. If you think
I've seen
you nominate
this one.
Your horse, we put it to a poll, and the winner of the poll, anyone who backed that horse, they get their stakes refunded up to $1,000 in bonus bets. So,
I like that.
Good
idea.
If your horse has a stinker or a little bit flat... you know how it works. Get involved on Twitter at 4:30 onwards on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, no doubt there'd be a lot of the jockey slaughtered my horse nominations, I'm sure.
Absolutely, there are. That's why we do it.
Are we getting promoted on the Thoroughbred Show for any of our stuff?
We are.
Are we?
Race a dog.
Yeah, bullshit.
We are. I'm telling you. Hey.
Get that smooth operator SD Marshall onto it.
He will. We'll get him to go out there and race a dog. Hey, let's talk some racing.
No, he's well beyond his playing weight at the moment, SD.
It's Thursday night, Sandown. We can do a little bit of money back special stuff.
Yep, let's cover some of those.
Let's cover some of them. Races 1 to 5.
Yes.
You know the drill, what happens, don't you, Gunner?
Yes.
What happens?
Back a dog if it runs second. Get your bet back up to $50 in bonus bets.
Thanks for coming. All right, race
boom, boom.
1, 515 metres. The race 1, follow us at Sandown Dogs Twitter. Brackets 2 to 3 wins.
Which is basically follow me, Mick Floyd, at my own Twitter handle.
Mick, sneaky. Webleck King, $3.60. The favourite, Baby Eden, $3.90. Mapunga Pegasus, $4.80. King Gristle, $7. Cappy Morgan, $7.50. See, I said Captain Morgan, not Cappy Morgan.
Okay.
Mapunga Lock, $7.50. Captain Jake, $13. Zipping Clifford, $23. Optimus Dusty, $26. If it even gets a run, who's your take?
You were thinking of the rum. Not the dog.
I was.
Times of the one, not amazeballs, but I think it will lead this one. Just the last part of the race is the query. 6 is the fastest dog in the race, but the speed map looks a little bit awkward. I'm tipping the 4, Cappy Morgan, and you'll be pleased to know that it is a big, fat dog.
Good, because we unearthed...
It's about 35 kegs.
We unearthed one of the all-time theories last week, and now my phone was running off the scale on Thursday evening when we posted the podcast last week.
Yeah, because people wanting to find out where you live so they could come and hit you.
It is true. It is true. If you back the fat dog over 460 metres, you will return a positive ROI.
Very good.
I won't say any more because Gunner's getting twitchy.
But I'm not getting twitchy.
It's true. It's true. All right, race two. 515 metres as well. Mr. Harlwood, $1.95. Drifting away. 480. Webleck Ace, $5. Webleck Jack, $6.50. A few Weblecks here. Hardaway winning, $11. Jala Jet, $19. Soda Crash, $21. Mapanga Frankie, $26. Why is Mapanga Frankie at $26?
I don't know. Probably because it's only a better 4% winning chance. I've got no idea.
Okay. Well, all right. Fine. Who wins?
All the early speed is on the inside here, but I think Webleck Jack is beautifully drawn out in box eight. It'll get plenty of room early and looks a nice price. If you go back to a recent run at the Meadows from box seven, stayed nice and wide whilst the rest of the field went down near the rail. Even luck in this, it'll be right in the finish.
Very nice. All right, race three. Big Artie Banner, $2. Rocket Fernando, $3.50. I'm easy, boys. $5.50. Zipping Dodge, $7. Where's Woodley? $13. Sky Wesley, $13. Connor Sig, $1.17. Havana Miss, $27. Diego Fernando, $31. $50. $91 chance. Why is it even bothering returning up to Sandown?
Yeah, it looks outclassed in this one. The market would have it.
Clearly. $50. It'd be a bit stiff if you're $50 and you're well over $50. That's crap. Moving on. Race four. Well, who's your take? Who wins?
Big Artie Banner is drawn to lead the whole way here, so I'm tipping it. We have had quite a bit of interest on Zipping Dodge early on, so there'll be plenty of punters riding a winning ticket on it.
Very good. All right, Sandown Race 4, Oscar's 6th birthday, over 595 metres. Happy birthday to you, Oscar.
Good on you, Oscar.
Well done. I hope you
wonder if he's a grouch.
All I'm hoping is looking forward to opening up a sports bet account in 12 years' time.
Don't, you can't say that.
That's
no, Patrick. No. No.
Okay. Well,
we look forward to Oscar having a very lovely life. And if he chooses to want to punt, then that's his choice. But if not, we wish him all the best.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm pretty sure they weren't the ones that came out of your mouth.
Fernando's right, $1.75. Number two, Electra Zephyr, $4.80. Number four,
Strike. Be a bloody sports bet right up.
Striking Wheatbeak, $7.50. Number seven, Hippie Shake, $8.50. Number three, Sever Rose, $10. Number five, Zipping Chaser, $16. Pagan Dancer, $17. And Silver Schmarty, it's $17 to round it out.
Thanks, Kenny. Two not the best early. I think it'll just give one all the favours here because the two slowly away. So expecting the one to pretty much lead the whole way here and do the business. Very well drawn.
Okay, very nice. All right, let's flow through this last race here. The download some ordinary app, Damsels Dash.
It's obviously the not favorite, sponsored by us.
$3.60. Start all right. Number one, Flowing, $3.70. Juniper Pearl, $4.80. Miss Innings, $6. Number five, Lady Danger, $6.50. Lonnie Mac, $13. Dinah Leah, $15. Connor Sig, $1. Why the hell do you have to be in two races? I don't like saying your name. $16. Quip Allen, $19. And
that's your South Korean people mover, wasn't it?
Yeah, Connor Sig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could fit about 40 people in there. Have you seen that video on YouTube when there's like 40 of them just come out at the customs?
How much time in your life do you waste?
Not much. I saw that about 5 years ago. I've just got a good memory. All right, who wins? Don't tell me it's obviously Sig one.
Obviously, that's why Kia's on fire. Let's see how many people we can fit in our car. That's a good selling feature. I often want to travel down the motorway with 40
just
people
tell me
in
who's
my car.
Race five at Sandown on Thursday night.
Yeah, you get to the windows if someone just drops something that they can't pick up. Tight speed map here between 1, 2 and 3 early on. 3 has a prolific strike rate, so I'm tipping it on top. Wins a bloody lot, this dog.
Very nice, very nice, very nice. Hey, the Nationals go around.
Kicking off this... Well, what technically not kicking
now,
off this week.
I am a greyhound aficionado.
No, you're not.
I am.
No.
I'm an enthusiast.
You are an enthusiast.
I'm an enthusiast. I know my lefts and my rights from greyhound. I know it all. But
what colour is box seven?
What colour is box seven? That's black.
Oh, very good.
You peanut.
Ding.
Now, what are the Nationals?
So, the, excellent. So, the Nationals is a concept where we basically get a representative, well, the best representative at the time from each state to take on each other. So, think state of origin, but Australia-wide, and we also have our friends from across the Dutch being involved this year. So the Kiwis have run their own version of it. That's already kicked off. So you'll see on Thursday night this week and Saturday night this week, each state will run their heats, and they run over the 500 distance and the 700 distance to find a representative for the sprinters and the stayers. The winners of those heats will then race off in a final next Thursday night. All the finals will be held on the same night, which was a concept that all the governing bodies brought in last year to make sure that the Nationals was front of mind on the same night. And the winners of each state will then go and compete in the Nationals final, which is being held this year at Cannington in Perth. So what happens
cool,
is...
crispy air of Cannington.
Cannington, that's right. So each state will have one representative for the sprint and one representative for the distance, as will New Zealand. And then it's basically the top-ranked dog that didn't make it through will then get a wild card spot into the final. So at the moment, that would be Tornado Tears in the distance side of things. So if he makes the final next week but doesn't win that, he will get the wild card into the final.
Oh, well done, Tornado Tears. Well explained. Speaking of Tornado Tears, drifted like a badge on the weekend
it
and
did.
Won like a champion.
It sure did. It was about $1.60, $1.65 out to I think about $2.40, $2.50 at the jump. So
did you get excited out there when I've seen Tornado Tears come in?
I do. I'm his biggest fan. I know I'd said that he couldn't win last week and the odds were poison, but that doesn't change my affection for the dog. He's an absolute
superstar.
Did you say
g'day to Robbie?
No, I didn't. I didn't go on.
You're a bit
starstruck,
did you?
No,
mate?
I was
a bit nervous out there.
No, not at all. I was in the bar and not that far from when Pete was going through the winner's acceptance speech. So yeah, I saw all that going on because it wasn't too far from me.
Give him a firm handshake.
No. Just leave them up to their business. They don't need to be interrupted.
Well,
they don't come
Pete,
up to my
Pete
desk
and
interrupt me when I'm at work.
If I saw you at the Meadows, I would come and share an ale with you.
That's because you're a nuffy.
Nah, I'm not. Hey, Senekai also got the chocolates on the weekend.
Yeah, did in impressive fashion. One interesting thing that I found out of that meeting is that often when we have big finals nights, the dogs, you quite often get the best dogs that win the races, but they don't always necessarily run cracking times. And both of the winners on Saturday night, they got very close to track records, which you don't always see. So you often see the good dog win, but you don't always see them win in the impressive manner that they did on Saturday night. They really ran the arms off the clock, the pair of them. So good to see the best dogs winning, but also running blitzing times as well. And I can tell you, it was pretty bloody fresh out there at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Was it raining?
No, it wasn't raining, thank God.
You beat me. When I went out there, it was hacking down.
Very nice place out there. Was,
did you go up to the bar up the top? And
no.
The sponsored package where you get the $100 per person or you can eat buffet?
Well, it would have done me no good. I was driving, mate. Would have been a donation. No, it was with the two Irish lads out there. They absolutely love getting out to the track. So, yeah.
Good.
Just milling
they
around the bar.
They love getting out of the track, but they hate getting into the podcast studio, don't they?
Well, I do, but they also might need to be told where and when to find it. So,
good thinking. Anything else? Anything else you like around the traps?
In terms of
just your best, anyway.
Show me the money.
Your second best. Keep your best for show me the money.
All right, keep your best for the show me the money. Jeez, mate, you put me on the spot here. There was one that I liked in race 11, number 5. Have you got it up there?
Oh, I can get it up, mate. Don't worry, I'll just go to my computer. Crowds are dancing.
Yeah, crowds are dancing.
Dang.
Thought looks like on raw ability, the one that should lead the most over the card tomorrow night. Box 5 is a little bit tricky for it, but if it hits the ground running, I think it'll get quite an easy lead and salute.
Run the arms off the clock, won't he?
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
Probably not at that grade, but might run the other dogs off their feet, hopefully.
Maybe.
I thought Donna Chance's drawn in box one over the 5.95 tomorrow night. It looks really hard to beat, but it is a good thing's quite.
All right, Andrew. We're on the home bend here, mate.
And you know, are we about to sort of switch off and nudge into another dog on our inside?
You know what it's time for?
Show me the money.
Nah.
Cat dog?
Cat dog. Cat dog.
One fine day with a woof and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline canine little cat dog. Cat dog. Cat dog.
Only world with a little cat dog. All right.
Who's the only in the world with a little cat dog.
That's right. As I just get to my my device here and I whip up my cat dog, I'll let you begin.
Oh, sorry.
Who's your cat dog? So for those first-time listener, cat dog is a dog which has won in the past, but is now fairly ordinary, hence is a cat dog. And we like to expose them here on the non-chasers. So Andrew Gunner thinks he's found one.
Well, would you like to...
No, this is mine. If you still mind that dog.
No, would you like to read out the one from last week that we had suggested on social?
Yes. Well, that was my...
You're going to make that your own, you dirty bastard. That is... You're a criminal.
This is from the great folk at the Dish King. They have nominated Miss Innings as a cat dog.
Good nomination.
112 starts, 14 wins. So clearly he's got the calibre to win a race. 31 seconds, 24. Starts since last win is 14. Now, my choice last week was 24. So the benchmark is still 24. But this is still a nice little entry.
Cracking suggestion. Exactly the type of entry we're looking for cat dog.
We all know what a cat dog is. Those dogs which just give you so much hope and they just
don't make a habit of running second and third.
Just don't quite have it anymore. Yep. Do they? All right, who's your cat dog?
So this took me back to one of my old mates.
Now, tell me, does it raise the bar on 24?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, well, I couldn't win it then.
I knew that this dog wouldn't beat you on that front because he was a good enough dog to win regularly enough that he wasn't going to beat that. But those that follow greyhounds closely will know exactly what I'm talking about when I mention a little old mate of mine called Liam. Now, Liam, he was a bloody dynamite beginner. And I cannot tell you how many races that this dog led. And every time around the home bend, he could hear the dogs behind him and he'd just slow down a little bit and he'd let them catch up. And the amount of times that he got beaten by a nose, a short half head, a head half a length, like fair dinkum. So the patches that he went in his career that I found...
You've done some research.
Yeah, so he had three patches in his career where he went 12 starts between wins. He also went
24.
He also went 15 starts between wins.
It's a
And to cap that, he had 19 starts between wins. So this dog had a lot more ability than the wins would suggest. However, that is a little bit harsh because to a degree because he had 125 starts and he won 24 of them. So he's almost winning 1 in 5. I'd love to own a dog that wins 1 in 5.
Still a cat dog, mate.
But 120.
He's in the cat dog hall of fame. I've got it right here. You've got Liam front and centre, mate, in the cat dog hall of fame. Liam
Miss Innings.
What's the one from last week?
I don't know. I can't remember. Some dribbler from Ipswich.
Nah, hall of fame here. Hall of fame one, Liam.
So to finish up on my old mate, Liam, he had 125 starts where he's had 24 wins. He's had 38 seconds, and he's had 26 thirds. So 88 times out of 125, he finished in the money, which is a very good dog. But as I said, for people that follow the code closely, the amount of times that this dog lost by a short margin is extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, you know what they call them?
Cat dog.
Cat dog. Hey, always a good segment, but one thing to round us out, England is sort of front and centre at the moment.
Yep.
Obviously the Ashes about to fire up.
Yep.
Fire up. It's funny I say that because there has been a heat wave.
What is wrong with you today?
There's been a heat wave.
There has, apparently.
Now, when I say heat wave in England, we're talking like 23 degrees.
Yeah.
Like comfortable T-shirt, thongs and budgie smuggler weather.
That's never budgie smuggler. There is no weather for budgie there smuggler
is,
weather.
There is. Absolutely there is. Now, I have it on good authority that they had to postpone or abandon a meet in England because...
Not a meet, all of them.
They had to postpone every single meet because of a heatwave of 25 degrees.
So last Thursday...
That will do me. That's got to be the show.
Last Thursday, they cancelled all greyhound racing in the UK because it was too hot. I mean, strike me down. But the only track... So there was one track that raced because it was a little earlier on in the day, and that was Sunderland. And that's only because it's still thawing out from when it was frozen
Sunderland
6 months ago.
To Antarctica. Or the other way around the world.
So can you bloody believe that, Paddy? If you think that global warming's a myth, well, travel no further than dog tracks in England because they're now calling races off because it's too hot.
Remarkable.
And when I got told this, they said, oh, they've called the races off today because it's 33. And I said, what, Fahrenheit? I was expecting, you know, the other extreme. So there you go, mate.
It was a disgrace. And England, rightfully so, will botch the Ashes as well. So
bloody hope so. My man,
Paddo.
Do they
call off the cricket if it gets to 23? No. Or they call off the greyhounds?
No. No, but we can talk and make our own decisions, and the dogs can't, and their welfare comes first as that microphone sneaks up and hits me in the chin again.
Well done. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Yeah, well, I was thinking today, I need a boom dog because I'm missing my favourite noise when I listen to the podcast.
What?
The shotgun going off. I love it. It's right. So loud.
Who are we going?
I'm going Cappy Morgan.
Are you? I'm going...
And I'm not going each way either.
Are you? I'm going $100 to place.
Oh, yes. Get the skirt out.
On $50.
Yes.
At 14 to
place. I will be cheering this home because this will be unbelievable.
If $50 gets a place.
How much is it to place?
$14.
Mate, I reckon you should put yourself in for $20.
Nah, I'm going full hog here.
No. $20 the place, like the place price. I reckon you should inflate that. If you're going $50 to place.
Let me just say that if I get this and it runs a place, I trump you in show me the money.
No, you won't.
For good.
No, you won't.
You are not coming back before the end of the season.
Nope.
You have to start throwing some Hail Marys.
Mate, you gotta cap $34.
I like it, mate. It's $91 currently. $3
got over wins.
This is numerology, right? Race three, number three.
I hate that segment.
I'd never alluded to any sort of segment anywhere. I'm just saying it purely is a coincidence in numbers. Now, race three, number three, down at Sandown. This is my third favourite track in Australia.
Mm.
$50.
Third favourite? Jeez, you've thought $91
to win.
That.
You're going to give me $20 to place.
Yep.
Show me the money.
$90 to win?
Yes.
I thought you said you wanted to have 100 on it.
No, that's...
I know,
odds.
Mate. I'm just pulling
you're
the thread.
You're a traitor, you peanut.
I'm just pulling the thread.
Mate, that's it.
What are your two favourite tracks?
My two favourite tracks?
Yeah.
Healesville?
Yep.
And Capelba Bar. And it's head.
Like the straight track racing. Yeah. Why isn't Murray Bridge number three?
Nah, I don't, I've never seen it play. Yep. I don't know what the chop is out there.
Fair enough. Meadows couldn't make it in.
Nah. Too cold.
Paul Meadows.
All right, like, listen, subscribe. Give us a review if you can.
Of?
Just
the show?
The dross that you hear from time to time. Maybe if people can send in their thoughts, their brutal thoughts on Gunner's segment today, it'd be nice.
Mate, it was you that made the segment.
And
it's a great segment.
It's a good segment.
You just couldn't behave yourself.
iTunes, Spotify,
Castbox,
Google Play.
Box Play.
Everything
podcast
else
player,
there.
Podcast tunes.
Yep. Gamble responsibly.
Yep. You've done a horrible job today. You've been shit ass.
No,
let's face it.
No, I haven't.
Righto, wrap it up. Put a bow on it.
Just a quick tip. First test tomorrow night.
Aussies, always.
Yeah. Well, any man of the match.
I don't care if the liability is $5 million in the book. I'm still cheering Australia.
Who's going to win? He's
going to
play well.
I think Pat Cummins
yep.
will be leading wicket taker.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put James Pattinson in as man of the series because I think you might chime in with a 60 or a 70 here or there. Nice.
Like it.
He's my favourite player, so I'll be cheering him. And he loves dogs too.
Ooh, woof, woof. All right, that's it. Wrap it up. See you later. Go the Aussies.
See you, mate. Bye. Bye.